on It's Supernatural. People are being carried to the heavenlies in chariots. Find out how you too can experience this supernatural angelic realm.
Can ancient secrets of the supernatural be rediscovered? Do angels exist? Is there life after death? Are healing miracles real? Can you get supernatural help from another dimension? Has the future been written in advance? Sid Roth has spent 30 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid on this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. Did you know there are end-time angels that have been released in such quantity? Angels that have never been on planet Earth before. Why are they here? They're here for change, direction, provision, protection. And that's why I've asked my friend Kathy Walters to be a guest, because she doesn't call herself this. I call her an angelologist. And as a matter of fact, there should be a college course on this. Kathy, for those that aren't familiar with you, you were very, very wild in your youth, and you ran off in a backslidden state to Australia. You got involved with the mafia. You get engaged to a mafia-type guy, and your first supernatural experience occurred. Tell me about that.
Okay, well, I have to explain first, though, that I was running away from religion.
But what is all that? Wait a second. What's all that gold stuff on your face?
I don't know.
And your whole body and your hands. What is it?
It just comes when I get happy.
Why does God? It's a sign. Why does God put gold all over you?
I asked Bob Jones what it was for, and he said, because the children get it a lot too. And he said, oh, it's just the kisses of God. So I've noticed these kind of manifestations come where the grace of God is and where you're enjoying God.
Now, you told me one time that your whole van was coated with gold dust.
When I left Ruth Heflin's meeting, my whole van was covered. We vacuumed it and it came back again.
Okay, your first supernatural experience with the mafia in Australia in a backslidden state.
Yeah, but I ran away from religion, and so I wasn't looking for God because I was having like a good time in a worldly sense. And all of a sudden, after about 2 years, the anointing fell on me. I never heard of the anointing, so I didn't know what that was, but the Spirit of God fell on me. And all I could hear was angels singing an old English hymn, "O love that will not let me go." And it went round and round and round and went right through me. Just these beautiful, beautiful voices. And I was just in an office, and so I just started weeping and
so
crying.
You heard an angelic choir?
Yeah. And the Lord spoke to me and he said, "Kathy, I'll never let you go." So I came back to the Lord that day. Had a vision of Jesus on a white horse, and I didn't believe in visions.
Well, but your whole life, in fact, you had such an encounter with God that I understand everyone you talk to, what happened to them?
Well, this anointing fell on me. I didn't know it was the anointing because I never heard of the anointing. But everyone I spoke to got saved. It almost didn't matter what I said, because whatever it was on me, people just wanted it. And actually, people followed me. I had people followed me and say, "What is that?"
Okay, so she gets radically saved. She gets extricated from this mafia-type guy. She runs from Australia, comes back home. She marries David, who becomes her husband, and they get involved with a genuine move of God's Spirit. Mm-hmm. I am so provoked when I hear about genuine moves of God's Spirit in England. And you told me that if, say, a teenager or someone walked into your group and they were involved in sin, what would happen? Or give me an exact example you saw.
Okay, the thing about this revival was that God used everybody. So there wasn't a back. It didn't matter where you sat, because the person next to you would tell you your name and address or whatever. But I remember one Sunday, this young guy got up and he said, the Lord showed me there's three people here that are in adultery, and I'll give you 10 seconds to stand up. And if you don't stand up, I'm going to come in front of you. So the people like shot to their feet. The people around them prayed for them, and it was just all over, and the meeting carried on. And that's how it was.
But that was a norm, not an exception.
That happened quite a lot, yeah. Or you'd be sitting next to somebody, and they just read your mail. It wasn't always from the front.
But people would know even, the person that sits next to you, you'd never met before. And you told me you would know their name.
Yeah, people that had been there a while would be moving in the spirit like that.
Tell me about the time you walked through a neighborhood and knew the future of each person in each house.
Yeah, I was with a friend in Ohio, and she went out for a run, so I went for a walk. And I walked around her little neighborhood. It was just about a dozen, well, not even a dozen, six houses there. And as I walked around, this angel came out from by one of the yards and began to walk with me. And he began to tell me about everyone that was in the houses. He said, these people are going to leave and some more people are going to come from California, and they're going to join the little church down the road, Nazarene Church. And so when we got back to her house, I wrote it all down, and we checked in a year, and everything he said had happened.
Now, I was talking to you one time on the telephone, and you said there was an angel by me. You knew there was an angel, and you even told me that angel's name.
Yeah.
That is very unusual.
Well, there's all kinds of things around you.
I'll tell you what, I think it's time to take a break. We'll be back in just a moment.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural. We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth, trying to do a show with Kathy Walters, but it's hard to do a show when your guest is laughing. Now, the Bible says a merry heart is good medicine. Kathy, so that we can understand, why are you laughing? I'm not funny.
Actually, can I tell you something about the laughter?
Yes.
Actually, you know, the laughter happens in meetings, people don't understand, but God laughs at his enemies, is that right?
Yes.
So sometimes your spirit begins to pick up on a victory that's happening in the spirit realm, and so the laughter comes. It's actually because there's a victory happening.
Now, I was at a meeting once, and I saw little kids laughing. Are you being tickled?
Yeah,
is that what's going
angels,
on?
He was just a little while ago. Yeah, sometimes the angels tickle people because actually the angels hate religious spirits. And they
would religious
that.
Spirits hate the laughing.
Yeah.
You know that, don't you?
They could, because it's a victory thing, see, really. Your spirit's picking up on a victory that's happening.
Well, see, in the natural realm, they have found that when people watch comedies and they laugh, it releases something inside their body that actually heals cancer.
Yep.
So how much more in the spirit. Laughing over a victory?
Yes.
I think it's wonderful. Well, Kathy, tell me, you've had a lot of experiences in Israel with angels. Tell me one experience with an angel in Israel.
Okay, one time when I was with a friend, we were up at Sarah and Abraham's tomb, and my friend, she had wanted to ask some questions from a rabbi, but he had this crowd, so she couldn't. And we were walking down the steps there, and suddenly this angel appeared. Well, he was an angel, but he was dressed like an Israeli soldier. But I mean, the presence of God was like, and he suddenly appeared out of nowhere, right in front of us, and he answered my friend's question in perfect English that she hadn't asked him. She hadn't asked him, he just was there. And so this spirit, the anointing fell on us, and then he disappeared. We walked on and she said, I wanted to ask, and he was right back again in front of us, and he answered the question and then just disappeared. And so we were drunk, we were so drunk with the presence of God, we had to sit down.
And for those that don't understand being drunk with the presence of God, read the book of Acts and you'll find out they accuse them of drinking wine because they were so happy and so giddy. I mean, why is it so bad to be so happy? Is sadness so wonderful? I mean, if I had a choice between sadness and happiness, it'd be a no contest, it'd be a no-brainer. Kathy, tell me about the time.
Sorry.
Okay. Behave. Tell me about the time you were translated to Israel. That is such a phenomenal story in the mosque.
Okay, I was in a prayer meeting and the Lord told me to go to the next room, so I did. And it's like this beam of light shot out of heaven, like that. And the next minute I knew I was standing in Israel, in Jerusalem, and there was an angel there and Jesus was there. And we walked down, began to walk down the streets of the old city, but suddenly we turned and I found myself at the back of the mosque. And I was like, whoa, because I've always been careful to avoid the mosque. But we sat at the back and I saw Jesus walk. He said, wait here. And he walked down. There were some men praying, you know, on the mats. And he touched about four of them on his shoulder. He walked back to me and he said, these men are going to be saved because they're seeking for me. Then we went out of the mosque and we walked down the street. He began to tell me about different people in the street. There was an old couple with a bread cart, and he told me they're having financial problems, and their neighbors are going to help them, and kept telling me about different people. He told me we saw a beautiful young Jewish girl, and the Lord Jesus told me her husband, her fiance, is seeking for me. He's going to find me. And then we walked to the end of near the Via Dolorosa. And he said, you have to go now. And I said, oh, no, I'll stay. And he said, no, you have to go now because I'm going to visit the prayer meeting in the convent. And the next minute I was back in this lady's house in Florida. And of course, when the anointings come on you strong like that, I call it being frozen in the spirit, but then you can't move sometimes for like an hour.
Now, many times angels will protect you. Tell me about the time the angel was steering your steering wheel in the car.
I was driving from Georgia down to Orlando, and we got around the Ocala area, and there was a tremendous, terrible storm that hit. I mean, really, really bad, and you couldn't see. And also the road was up. So one side the car's up and the other side the car's down, and there's all these red bollard things, you know, and I just couldn't see. And the cars were like bumper to bumper, and all of a sudden I felt someone give me a dig here, and then suddenly took the steering wheel and turned the car this way. And I thought, what is going on? But then I realized one of those red things had fallen in front of me. But if I had just seen it, I would have just slammed my foot on the brake, and because everyone behind me
would have had a horrific accident.
So, and then he just swung it back, and I guess the person behind me did. And then for the next 2 hours through that storm, till I got to Orlando, I didn't steer the car at all through that storm. I literally had my little finger on the steering wheel like this. And he drove it all through. And then when we got just outside Orlando, he just went like that, you know, gave me the steering wheel back.
We'll be back in a moment, and you'll find out that an angel of change was in Kathy's house for 3.5 weeks. Everyone that came to her house got major change in direction in their life. Be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural. We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here, still trying to do an interview with Kathy Walters. You think it's so easy, you come here and do it. But tell me about this. I'm so fascinated with this angel of change that took residence in your house for 3.5 weeks. Tell me about it.
Okay. One Sunday night I was watching a movie. My friend was doing some ironing. And it's a good lesson here because while I was watching the movie, out of the corner of my eye, I saw a light. Well, hello, most people have seen a light. But I turned to see what the light was. So when I looked around, there was one of the biggest angels I ever saw in my life, right there in my living room. And he had a little, like a jug with a long spout, little jug of oil. And the next minute he was standing behind me and he poured this oil over my head, went over my head, my front, my arms. It really felt like a river. And the next minute I slid out of the sofa and I was sitting on the floor.
So I can picture that.
So my missionary friend, who's ironing, said, "What are you doing?" So I said, "Can't you see that angel?" So she said, "No, but I can smell oil." So I scooted over and I said, "Sit there." So she sat there, he poured the oil, she slid out the sofa onto the floor. Well, then she went down to my office and there were some people there working on the Bible codes. She said, "There's an angel, there's an angel." So they came running up. They took it in turns. They sat on the sofa. He poured the oil. They fell out of the sofa. Well, the word got around, I guess, my little town, and people were calling me for 3.5 weeks saying, "Can we come and sit on the sofa?"
Okay, well, wait a second, Kathy. It's okay to slide out off when the angel does this, but what's going on with these people?
I'm going to explain that afterwards, okay?
Okay. You're going to force me to wait.
Because I have to tell you the other bit first. So the angel came. Whoever sat there, he poured this oil, and they'd fall out of the sofa onto the floor. If you sat the other end, nothing happened because he stayed right there for 3.5 weeks and suddenly he left. Now, people said to me, "What was that all about?" And I said, "Well, I didn't do it, so I don't know." But I noticed that everyone I knew that came and sat on that sofa, the angel poured the oil, over the next few weeks, they received a major life direction changing word for their life. It changed the course of their life or ministry. So that angel anointed them for change.
You know, Kathy, you have to be anointed for change. There's very little talk about angels. Some people are actually afraid of them. Some are worried that there could be angels that aren't from God. Mm-hmm. I personally love your teaching. I listen to your teaching on faith and angels on your CD and your booklet, Angels Watching Over You. What kind of feedback are you getting on people that sit in this seminar on angels? I mean, are they still observers or are they participating in the supernatural?
The whole point is that I teach, you know, the supernatural realm and the angels and the heavenly visitations, that's for everybody. That's supposed to be a normal part of our life. It's not just for me or you or a few special people. That's our inheritance. There's angels appointed to everyone. People do have religious concepts about angels, which God is getting rid of, and people have this fear, like you said, "Oh, maybe this angel's not from God." But you see, if an angel came in here today and wanted us to worship him, I think we know he wasn't from God.
Of course.
It doesn't take a great deal of discernment. So God's angels wouldn't let you worship them anyway, so it's not an issue, is it? So there's angels that come to minister to you personally, like it says in Hebrews. They sing to you, minister the word to you. And there's also angels appointed to our ministry. They minister with us.
You told me about someone was getting up to speak and you saw a change of one angel with another angel. Tell me about that.
Okay, that was really interesting. And I was at Gwen Shaw conference and I saw the angel overlooking this meeting, Gwen Shaw's meeting. He was just watching from the balcony. And I said to the Lord, "Who's that?" And he said, "That's the angel over this ministry." And he operates under the Archangel Michael, who's over Jerusalem. But all of a sudden, Gwen Shaw announced Ruth Heflin's going to speak. Then I saw the angel over Gwen Shaw's ministry move over to the other side of the balcony. And another angel came and stood there. And he was like this cloud of like golden glory with like the figure of a man. And I thought, what is he doing? And then Ruth Heflin ministered, she left and that angel left. And that was the angel over her ministry who watched over the meeting while Ruth was ministering. Because then the other one came back.
That is phenomenal.
But the thing that
is most phenomenal is that everybody has an angel. And everyone can move in the supernatural.
True.
In fact, Kathy, I would like you to pray for the spiritual scales come off of the eyes of those that are viewing right now and move in the supernatural. Would you do that?
Yeah. Can I just do something else?
Sure.
So if you're near a Bible or something, you can hold it up, you know, because everything in here is for you. everything in this book is your inheritance for you. So I tell people to lift this up and say, mine, this is mine, you have to settle it, it's mine, not a few special people. So yeah, I will pray that people get that revelation. And you can't just, oh, you know, think, well, this is interesting. Yes, no, it's not interesting, it's for you. So you have to be convinced of that. And I'll pray people will see that. Is that what you want me to do?
Do that right now.
Okay. Father, in the name of Yeshua, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I just pray for that spirit of revelation to come into the homes, into the offices, wherever people are watching. And Lord, I pray that revelation will come that this is for you. This is for me. It's mine. The angels, the heavenly visitations, the chariots of God, the supernatural realm is our inheritance for every single believer. I just pray for a releasing of that, that people will get it and not just think of it as something to write a note about, but Lord, to get it in their lives and start to declare, this is my inheritance and this is my experience.
Kathy,
amen.
You prayed about chariots. Explain what they are. I know what they are, but you explain.
Well, I've often seen in the meetings, I've seen God's chariots moving around.
Do they look like Roman chariots with horses?
And the chariots seem to manifest slightly different to different people because, you know, we're all individuals and he ministers to you personally. So I begin to see a lot of wheels sometimes in the meetings, and I tell people, God's chariots are here. You can go in them. Just by faith, you have to see them. Then you can go in them, and God will take you places because.
And then you have supernatural experiences in other parts of the world.
Yeah, God loves to show you what he's doing in other places.
Does he ever take you up to the throne room?
Yeah, sometimes I've been into heaven. Like every day for 3.5 weeks, I was in heaven. And another time every day for 7 days, I was in heaven. But he also takes me to a lot of nations and shows me different moves, different things that are happening. But that's for everybody. Now, you just have to believe it.
Kathy, very quickly, what would you say to the person that is almost a nervous wreck right now? They're so upset over all this supernatural stuff we're talking about. What would you say to them?
Why are you upset? Why would you be upset? I think it would be wonderful news.
I have to tell you, it's normal. It's about time the world becomes normal. I personally wish, and I believe, and I prayed that prayer with Kathy, I believe that I'm going to have many, many angelic encounters. I'm not looking for them, but I believe I'm going to have it because they've been sent to minister to those who are heirs of salvation. And we are heirs. You are an heir of salvation. And however, I've only seen an angel a couple of times, but I have some good news for you. I experience the presence of God, God himself living inside of me 24/7. That's even better than angels. God, the creator of the universe, living inside of me 24/7, and I'm aware of it. I am never alone. And look, if God is for you, who can be against you? I mean, I read the papers like you, and I see all the things that are horrible that are going on in the earth. If I have God, the creator of the universe that loves me so much, and here's the good news, he loves you as much as he loves me. All you have to do is get to know him. Get beyond religion. Say, Jesus, I make you Lord.